Welcome back. Another day, another vault.
Episode 25.
Ooh, shee.
We're 6 months into this, baby.
We got a special episode very today. Special. It's a good day. I feel weird sitting in this chair. I don't like it.
That's odd.
It's a nice chair. It's Liz's chair.
It's comfy.
It's a nice chair. I got it today. I guess to go straight into the fact.
Yeah. Go ahead. Hit him with it.
In Switzerland, it is illegal to only own one guinea pig. You can have two. You can have more than two. You can't have one.
That's odd.
Well, it's because they say guinea pigs are... What was I going to say? Social animals. Oh, okay. So it's considered abuse if you only have one of them.
Okay. That makes a little bit sense. You know. That makes a little more sense. So if you go to Switzerland and you move there and you live there.
And you want a guinea pig?
You got to get two.
You got to get two. Can't get one. I mean, you can get one, but you got to get another one after that.
Yeah. Like immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, can't be having no lonely, lonely pigs.
Jesus.
I'll hit him with a joke, which kind of follows up into what we're talking about today. What do you call a soldier who survived mustard gas and pepper spray?
I don't know what.
A seasoned veteran.
Hello. Yeah, so he kind of mentioned it. That's what we're headed into. You know why? Because today... We got MREs.
MREs.
Official
taste
MREs.
Testing. Yeah, yes, taste these testing. Are government issued.
Before we get to that,
as always.
Hey,
I knew it.
We got koozies. We got $4. Red, white.
We got gray, white.
$4.
15. 20.
20.
15.
4.
20. 4. You almost got me. That's also 4.
All right. So,
we're ready.
We can open them both at the same, or just one at a time.
Let's just do one at a time.
We got menu 16, chicken burrito bowl. I don't really... Pillable seal. This is going to be an adventure.
Of just you opening it, yes. They've got to be sealed pretty well.
Yeah, they are. Maybe we should have done this before.
Maybe just pre-cracked it.
Yep. I got it. There's a hole. All right, so let's see.
Let's see what all comes in here.
There's a bunch of stuff. We got...
Wow. There's a lot in this little pack here.
It's empty now. We got... I'm going to say this is the chicken. This is... A cinnamon bun.
Cinnamon bun.
Huh.
So in there...
You can look that
up. Oh, man. There's a salt, sugar, there's a moist towelette, there's gum, there's a napkin, there's a instant coffee
spoon,
and another powdered drink in there that I can't get to. Just this for a second. Hey, there's orange drink.
Yep. Cheese spread.
For your burrito bowl.
Recovery trail mix. This is your...
That is your heater.
There you go.
Okay.
Hot beverage bag warning.
This is a heater.
Open beverage bag, fill with water to appropriate fill line. Remove air from bag, then secure close. You can start making this while I look at all this other jazz. Here you go.
Okay.
And here is tortillas, plain.
Papers released by this activated hydrogen flammable gas.
I'm going to make this water. Let's see.
I'm not good with directions.
You got to fill this up. This is your hot beverage bag.
Yes.
Beverage heating time. What is this?
This is for...
Do you put this in there?
Something like that.
Okay, but
never done this before.
Remove MRE pouch and paperboard sleeve from MRE. Well, there's a paperboard sleeve.
Okay.
Tear off top of bag. Place pouch and bag with heater. This is the heater. bag, pouch. Is this?
Oh, oh.
So then it cooks it.
Yeah, kind of like that.
While holding MRE pouch and heater above lines on bag.
Hot beverage. This is supposed to be beverage, though.
So. Yeah, you put water in it.
You put water in this?
Yes.
Okay.
Read what it says.
How much does it say for the orange drink?
No. No. It's... I think you just pour this in there. Add a half canteen cup of water to contents and stir. Yeah, so you just pour that in there. Ooh, you pour water into this.
I don't think so. You can't fit 12 ounces of water in there.
Add half a canteen cup.
This is 12 ounces.
Yeah, you ain't doing that. We're just,
no.
We're just going to pour that in there and see what it does. Not in the... Okay, but anyway... Wait, I'm so confused. Hold on. I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't know.
Vapors, blah, 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 blah. Okay, remove MRE pouch and paperboard sleeve. Tear off the top of bag. Place, wait, don't put anything in there yet.
Okay.
Place MRE bag in pouch with heater. Is that the bag?
This is the bag.
This is the heater.
Yes. Okay, so we just put this... in here with the heater.
While holding MRE pouch and heater above lines on bag, pour water into bag until it reaches a level between lines. Slide heater and MRE to top of to top bottom of bag and fold. So, this is the... Maybe we should have looked up how to do this first.
Yeah, that would have been good. Okay, so I get it. So you fill water up to here, in between those two lines.
That's what that says?
Yes, it is. Fill water here. Do not overfill. Yes.
All right, I'll let you do it. And if it's wrong, I don't. What is this for then?
So we
open beverage bag.
So we do this to put the MRE in.
This is the beverage bag, right?
We fill it up to that line. Yes, that is the beverage bag.
So you're supposed to make it hot? Or is it for, like, coffee?
I'm thinking that's for, like, coffee. I overfilled it.
Dump it into here.
It doesn't take much water, folks. It takes a lot less than what I did. Oh, it's making... It's doing something.
Yeah, it's cooking. You're supposed to put that in there... You're supposed to put this in there first. You knew how to do it, and you still did it wrong.
You'll have that.
Put that in there. Hurry.
Okay. It's in there.
Is it overfilled?
Hold it. Nope.
Oh, it's steaming.
It's steaming. Okay. Now what do I do? Oh, it's on here. Okay. I did it. With heat underneath MRE, hold sleeve until the heater feels warm.
Should I just pour a little bit of water into... I'll pour water into this cup and add a little bit of this stuff.
Okay.
That looks good. Oh, I guess I could open the tortillas.
Yeah, open them tortillas. This is cool.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, wow, tortillas.
Don't smell that great.
Smells like a tortilla. Look at it.
This is probably the coolest thing we've ever done.
Yes, this might be two parts, by the way.
I don't know.
Because this says 10 to 15 minutes.
Does it really?
Yes.
All right, we may do one today.
We'll check one next week.
And do one next week. While we're doing this, though, I want to thank everyone that's ever served, continues to serve. Thank you for your service. We appreciate you.
So from the guy that we got this from...
Thank you.
Thank you, actually. He's actually listens to all of our episodes, and I just burned my leg with this heater. He actually served and was honorably discharged. So thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you very much. I guess I just pour this in here. All of it?
I guess so, yeah.
Do you think that's a half a cup of water? Do you think that's 12 ounces of water? Well, I guess we can track it in the hot bag.
Yeah, you can check it in the hot bag.
We'll just figure out 12 ounces of water.
Hopefully this doesn't burn my table.
Where are we at now? Oh, dude, I am close to 12 ounces. I think I may have got that on the dot.
I don't know. You'd be close. This is very cool, by the way. You know, see, they got to do this out in the field.
Oh, I'm a little over. Yeah, they know how to do this. Yeah, hold that. Just going to dump a little bit. That's probably good. Yep, that's good. We're going to dump it into this. I feel like I'm making a science experiment. And I know...
With us making it, may or may not explode.
It probably will explode.
Alright, you take that.
Hand me the spoon.
It comes with a spoon.
I'm just gonna throw this in this bag. You got a lot of stuff in here, and these bags are kind of heavy.
You wanna show them what it looks like as you're stirring it?
It looks like an orange drink.
We're gonna turn this to a how-to podcast.
How to make MREs. How not to make
stuff. Not to make
this
stuff.
This is gonna be a how not to podcast. Trying to make sure I get all that. Good.
I bet it's really good.
I bet it's.
I hope it is.
I bet it's something.
It's definitely something.
Yeah, sure.
You know, think about that. That probably wasn't safe to drink. Because I ran it down into the heater and then poured it back out as it was steaming.
No, I poured that out of the bottle.
Oh, okay. Where'd the other stuff go?
You want to open this trail mix while I'm stirring?
Yeah, we can try stuff over.
No, not that. That's a cinnamon bun.
This is a cinnamon bun.
That's dessert. The trail mix is over here. Oh. You ding dong.
I can read that far. Recovery trail mix. You know, they probably don't have a lot of time to eat. I mean, they may or may not.
You sure it said 10 to 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah. Well, it said 10 to 15.
It takes that long to cook it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you can take it out. I'm sure they eat it cold, you know, if they don't have time. But if you want a hot meal, I guess, you know.
I think this is done stirring.
Yeah, no, you stirred it a lot. So this is just, you know, some corn puffs, which is what it looks like.
Those just look like nuts.
I'll let you know. Those are little pretzel bites.
I don't really have a place to put this.
Here we go. I forgot where the camera was at. You get a lot in this stuff. So a lot of these MREs come with 2,000 plus calories in every meal, which is a lot.
This is recovery. Okay, quit moving the thing.
Oh, you're pushing it down. Those are little pretzel bites.
I'd eat those.
Yeah, I'd totally eat those.
I mean, they're a good snack.
There's not any salt on them, but...
I'd a good
they're,
snack.
They're totally worth it.
You know, when I'm out in the war zone of Call of Duty... Oh, I was going to cheers it, but...
Oh.
No, too late now.
No, it's totally worth it. We'll cheers after you do it.
That's good, too. Ah, good. I'm not going to lie.
That's definitely better than orange Kool-Aid.
I've heard a lot of bad things about some of these MREs.
And I'm not
seeing it. Don't know how the entree is going to taste, but hey.
But the drinks and the snacks. Do you think we should try the instant coffee? I don't like coffee. We could totally try it.
Yeah, I'll put it in your heater.
Yeah, I guess we'll go.
That's good, though. Should we try the cinnamon bun now, or should we wait?
Those are actually some of the best nuts I've ever had.
I don't like nuts.
Sorry about you.
I like these peanut bites, though. Or pretzel bites. I said peanut bites. Should we try those now?
Oh, yeah.
Sterling Foods, celebrate taste. If your thing slogan is celebrate taste, it better be good. I'm just gonna open her up.
It's looking promising.
It looks like a square.
I've never seen a cinnamon bun in square form. But to fit in a package, I can see that.
So, you got a...
Looks like a toaster strudel.
I mean, I guess I'm just gonna tear off a piece.
Yeah, just break it in half, yeah.
Oh, the inside looks good. I'm just tearing off a piece. I'm not gonna take a huge bite. You got a... I'd eat that. It's a little damp.
Yeah, but... That's pretty good. That's not bad.
It's a little damp, but... I still eat it. I ain't gonna lie. I wake up in the morning and eat one of these.
Oh, yeah. No. On the way to work, pick one of these up.
That's the only thing I don't like about it. It's damp, but it tastes good. The damp doesn't add a taste to it. It just adds a feel.
I feel like that's to keep it fresh, though.
Mm-hmm. I definitely eat another one of these.
Get you a big old handful of all of it. Oh, yeah. I think we got people playing darts.
I think they do, too. I'm going to be right back.
As our stuff's cooking. Oh, it's warm.
We'll have to cook all the way.
No, we'll eat it.
Guess who's back?
I know who's back. Who's back, though?
Me.
Oh.
Did you eat all those? Don't, because I failed them. Regurgitate it. No.
Here you go.
Yo, these are good. I dig.
That's really good. And, okay, so this orange drink probably isn't as good if you're out there and you got dirty water. So I can see some bad rap on the orange drink on dirty water, you know. But if you got clean...
If you got creek water, it's probably not the best.
You know, you got fish water. We got some Nestle purified water here.
You know what we're going to do? All we're waiting. You want a cheese spread?
Play some rock, paper, scissors?
No.
Oh.
You want a cheese spread too. On your tortilla?
Oh, for sure. Spread it for me. It's right here.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out.
Do you want to warm it up?
No.
It might not spread that easy.
We'll make it spread. There's a tortilla. While I'm doing that, you can read facts.
Okay.
About our chicken burrito. Well, you know what even I'm going to do? I'm going to use the same spoon that I use to mix the drink because I feel like that's what they would do.
Oh, yeah. They might even use it, their finger to stir it. Say they lose their spoon.
Yeah, but see, I'm not going to do that. I have the spoon. It's right there.
But say they lose it, you know? All right. So
this definitely... Are you supposed to... Oh.
So this chicken burrito bowl has chicken with rice, beans, and vegetables.
Cheese.
It's it has 290 calories. It's 8 ounces. That's not including the tortilla or the cheese sauce. Man, that is some good looking cheese sauce. It looks like stuff you come out of the string cheese can.
Yeah, it's pretty thick.
Yeah, we should have warmed it up. It's okay though. It's alright.
I feel like it takes too long to warm up.
Yeah, like if you're trying to get food in, you know, you're in the middle of a fight. You know, and you're hungry.
You're just doing stuff.
I mean, I know you probably don't think about eating when you're in the middle of something like that.
Why would you?
Right. You're out there doing God's work.
Yes.
You know, saving our country.
This is what it looks like before we spread. Hey.
I'm not eating it.
That's what it looks like, but we're gonna spread it. Hey, you better not be eating that. That was good.
A cheese curd. Oh, it spreads easy.
On a spoon?
I mean, yeah, you'll have that.
I'm just trying to get it evened out where it's not lumpy. Think it's ready? I'll tell you what. We should be
MRE. That's hot. That is hot, guys.
We should be MRE show.
Oh, today on MRE shows. I get chicken bowls.
Have you guys ever served? Nope. Then why are you making this? I don't know. We're showing you not what to do. How to not do it.
They say don't. You can't get an open flame next to these fumes because they're flammable.
Good thing we don't have an open flame here. I tell you what, that is how you spread it.
Yeah, you're supposed to put the MRE in first.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's what I said.
I don't know if we're going to wait that long to eat this, but I'm actually kind of hungry.
Yeah, let's just do it. I got a question for you, though, okay. Real quick.
See? And then you take... There's two tear-offs. There's one here.
Mm-hmm.
There's one right there. Right here.
Look at that. Do you think if you were an NFL running back for one play, you could get 1 yard?
Oh, yeah.
1 yard.
1 yard, yes.
You realize you're starting, like, 4 or 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, right?
Oh, yeah. Line better protect me.
That's see, that you gotta get, like, up to 6 yards.
Right.
You think you can do that?
Yep.
All right. Props to you, I guess.
All right. Feel that. The bottom half is kind of warm.
The bottom half's warm. It didn't make its way all the way up to the top yet, so we'll start okay. At the bottom.
Yeah, we'll start at the bottom.
The bottom half is real warm.
I guess. Like, this heater is still going. Like, it probably still has, you know, 6 or 7 minutes on it. You could probably take it out, flip it over. And that'd probably help out.
I can't open this.
This is what the heater looks like.
It looks like a...
It's steaming. It looks like a tea bag.
I was going to say one of those hand warmers. Hot hands.
Hot hands.
I can't... I really...
I wonder if you can take a hot hand and get it warm.
You're going to have to open this. I tried tearing it. It wouldn't tear. It tore. I loosened it for you.
That smells really good. Smell that.
Oh, that does. Oh, we got some rice?
Oh, I said that. We got rice, beans, chicken, and vegetables. I literally said that.
You just gonna, like, pour it out?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, that looks real good. Wow.
Looks like I'm pooping it out. On a tortilla? I bet you could just open this up and eat it, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No tortilla. But I want the full experience.
Guys, this actually looks really good.
Don't look too shabby to be completely. I'm not a big rice guy.
I mean, granted, all of them probably aren't this good. The guy that gave this to us, he said that were probably the best two out of the box that he got. But.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
You know, today we're trying the cheese bowl or the chicken burrito. Man, there's still a lot in here.
I know. And that's like a whole... Show me yours to make sure that, like, I didn't really short you out on anything.
Oh, no, you didn't short me. Like, I could probably be full off this. It's like a whole... It's like a whole...
We're going to wrap this baby up.
Oh, boy. You can't do that.
Like a taco? You got to dink it.
I broke mine.
Put her down the hatch. It's not bad.
Wow.
It's not bad.
I definitely fix this for a meal for myself.
There's a lot to it, too. The cheese on it.
That's a lot of flavor. There's some corn in there.
I saw that when I was pouring out. Hey, tell you what.
Wow.
Overall...
I'll give this a 10 out of 10.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
I wouldn't go.
That orange drink topped it.
Wouldn't go that far.
Okay, so you're out in the field.
That's a rookie rating, though.
You're out in the field.
You can't go solid numbers. You gotta
Fine,
go point
like
something.
8.8.
I know. I'm just saying. Here's my thing. Based off the first time I've ever had anything like this, it's good. Not the best. Maybe the best. I don't know.
It could be the best.
But I'm going to go...
Okay. 7.1.
Just that there's a blind thing out there.
I kind of just want to eat the rest of that package now.
It's good. I really enjoy it. But a cinnamon bun, that 9.4. Orange drink, 8.2.
And if you have creek water, it's like gonna be like a 4.
Recovery trail mix, don't like nuts, so I'm gonna give it like a 4.1. As a whole though, what'd I say? 7.1?
7-something.
7.1.
7.1. I don't know, mine's still probably up there. I'm gonna definitely go in the high 9s.
As a whole? What are you giving the cinnamon bun?
That's gotta be like an 8.5. 9.
That was delicious.
See? And here, this it all depends on how hungry you are, too. You know. You can almost eat anything when you're hungry.
Granted.
You're actually hungry.
Granted, it's early in the morning for us right now.
Yeah,
it's not really like early, but it's like 9:30.
So it's not even lunchtime. Like, if it was around lunchtime.
No. That's why that cinnamon bun would probably taste
so good.
Yeah. I may get it like 1 p.m. and be like,
nah.
I don't know. It's still probably going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do another one next week for sure.
Yeah, we're gonna definitely get to break this up into two because we'll have 30 minutes in cooking food. So how to cook it?
I kind of want to get more though because so far so good.
I kind of just like to do one on every episode. Maybe just do like a whole menu, except like preheat it beforehand.
Uh huh.
And then just hey, this is what we're eating today, and then go on and talk about whatever we're talking about. That'd be neat. Oh, you can buy 1 year supply of MREs, not government issued.
Not government issued.
But
the ones we have are government issued.
The ones we have are government issued, but these are from just a different vendor. And they're still, name branded MREs. I can't talk. That's $3,200 for 1 year supply, 3 meals a day. And they are all 2,000 plus calories.
I would like to try a breakfast one of these.
I would.
Just to see what it's like.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get some.
Heck with it. If you want to donate, we'll buy a whole year supply.
And we'll try them.
Or we'll buy a 3 month supply. Or just a box.
Probably just a box.
To start out.
And if we like them, we may buy some for ourselves.
We only do it once a week, so 52 weeks. So 52 meals, whatever that is. However many boxes that is.
I think there's what? 12 meals a box?
12 meals a box, so 4 or 5 boxes.
Five boxes
get us over the 52 weeks.
And we'll give one away. Or two away.
Or six.
You gotta be able to donate, though. All right. On that note, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, @TheVault_pod.
YouTube, The Vault Podcast.
Ooh, you know what I forgot to do today?
I don't know.
I forgot to do an ad read from our sponsor. Let me go to it real quick. All right, and we're back. We don't have any sponsors.
We don't have a sponsor. Not yet.
But, yes. You know who I think would really enjoy one of these?
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yep, I think she would.
I don't know if she would.
Well.
No, you never know.
You know, there's only one way to find out, Margot. You come right here on The Vault and try it with us. We'll be pre-cooked.
That'd be
fun. And you can have this fancy chair.
He'd probably give you the chair. He'd owe me money, but he would give you the chair.
I'd give you the chair, but I wouldn't owe him.
Oh, all right. Oh boy.
All right, we're getting out of here before it gets... There's bait my wild. Tooth off the
Yeah, it's
butt.
Getting wild up in here. Man, that MRE makes you do some funny stuff.
Really makes you go to combat. All right. We are Gucci flip-flops.
Gucci flip-flops.